Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fourth. The DH, Lee May. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Haney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Haney. Glenn Abbott now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards second. Garner picks up the ball and throws May out. Jackson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Muser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney takes first base on ball four. Garner moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball four. Garner moves to third. Haney moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Washington reaches second base with a double. Garner scores. Haney scores. North goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Wayne Garland now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hendricks for a passed ball. Baylor moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Muser moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garner is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Haney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive towards first. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. May reaches second base with a double. Muser moves to third. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Muser scores. May moves to third. One out. It's Athletics, 3, Orioles, 3. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. North hits a pop-up towards the mound. Garland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Muser bunts towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to second. One out. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. May strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Bumbrey now playing left field. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Larry Haney. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.